Welcome to Navin Field in Detroit, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Samuel Byrd. Batting second. The third baseman, Joe Sewell. Batting third. The left fielder, Babe Ruth. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Gehrig. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Earl Combs. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bill Dickey. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tony Lazzari. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ed Wells. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Ed Wells. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting second. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting third. The left fielder, John Stone. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dale Alexander. Batting fifth. The center fielder, G. Walker. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Billy Rogel. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Marty McManus. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Hayworth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vic Sorel. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Vic Sorel. And now, play ball. Samuel Byrd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Byrd hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Alexander settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth hits a line drive into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Tigers. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Combs, who is chasing the ball. Walker reaches third base with a triple. Alexander goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Tigers. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Walker, trying to steal home. The slide, and he is safe. Walker steals home. It's 3-0, Tigers. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel takes first base on ball four. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rogel. The throw from Dickey and he is out, Lazzari applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Walker. Gehrig reaches second base with a double. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs strikes out. One out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sorrell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Yankees nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Dickey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Sorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sorrell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dickey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wells hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sorrell fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Samuel Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird is 0 for 1 in the game. Bird hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Yankees nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 1 in the game. Gehringer takes first base on ball 4. Johnson moves to second. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0 for 1 in the game. Stone hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Combs. Stone reaches second base with a double. Johnson scores. Gehringer moves to third. It's 4-0, Tigers. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Alexander is walked intentionally. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Gehringer scores. Stone moves to third. Two outs. It's 5-0, Tigers. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Rogel hits a fly ball into left field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0 for 1 in the game. Ruth hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0 for 1 in the game. Combs hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gehrig moves to third. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 1 in the game. Larry hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0 for 1 in the game. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gehrig scores. Combs moves to second. It's 5-1, Tigers. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sorrell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Yankees 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 1 in the game. McManus hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayworth bunts towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. McManus moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Vic Sorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McManus. The throw from Dickey and he is safe. McManus steals third. Vic Sorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sorrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sorrell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gehrig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari fields it and throws to second for the out. McManus scores. Two outs. It's 6-1, Tigers. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Johnson. The throw from Dickey and he is out, Larry applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Ed Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wells is 0 for 1 in the game. Wells takes first base on ball 4. Samuel Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird is 0 for 2 in the game. Bird hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hayworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 2 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0 for 2 in the game. Ruth hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wells moves to third. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Gehrig hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Johnson. Gehrig reaches second base with a double. Wells scores. Ruth moves to third. It's 6-2, Tigers. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Combs strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Yankees 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gehringer for the out. One out. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wells fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Alexander hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bird. Alexander reaches second base with a double. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Walker hits a fly ball into left field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-2 in the game. Larry hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dickey hits a fly ball into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Yankees 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Rogel hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Combs, who is chasing the ball. Rogel reaches third base with a triple. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McManus hits a ball on the ground between third and short. The ball bounces off Sewell, and towards Larry, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Rogel scores. One out. It's 7-2, Tigers. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 0-for-2 in the game. Hayworth hits a fly ball into left field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Sorel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sorel is 0-for-2 in the game. Sorel hits a fly ball into right field. Bird settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Ed Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wells is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Wells hits a fly ball into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Samuel Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird is 0-for-3 in the game. Bird hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-3 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Yankees 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Johnson strikes out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gehringer hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. he's got one RBI. Stone is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ruth hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got one RBI. Gehrig takes first base on ball 4. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-3 in the game. Larry hits a line drive towards third. McManus reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Yankees 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Alexander hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Combs. Alexander reaches second base with a double. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Walker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alexander moves to third. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it and throws to second for the out. Alexander scores. One out. It's 8-2, Tigers. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dickey hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lazzari hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Merle Hogue pinch hits for Ed Wells. Merle Hogue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogue hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 8, and New York Yankees, 2. Goodbye from Navin Field in Detroit.